Welcome to ENN Radio, a weekly news podcast from Elon News Network that brings you the stories behind the stories. I'm Alex Hager. Let's get things kicked off today with a conversation with Rachel Ellis, one of our reporters who took a look behind the scenes with Burlington's Finest. On Tuesday night, ENN reporter Rachel Ellis hopped in the passenger seat of a Burlington police cruiser for a 3.5-hour ride-along with Officer Alec Ayer. She joins us now in the studio to talk about what she saw. Rachel, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Alex.
Well, Rachel, first I want to know, what did you learn on this ride-along?
Yeah, so I learned a lot of things last night. You know, the first thing that came to mind was police interact with people in the community more than someone might think. You know, we walked into a sandwich shop and the officer that I was with had a close relationship with a guy who worked in the sandwich shop. He knew they knew each other's names. Clearly the man working at the desk sent him tips, and it was clearly an ongoing relationship between the two of them. And, you know, Officer Ayer did talk about how building those community relationships is really vital to creating a safer community.
Now, a lot can happen on a police shift, especially at night. Were there any surprises that you ran into when you guys were out on patrol?
I was actually surprised by how nonchalant he was. You know, we got a few calls that were a little bit more staggering than others, and he kept his cool the entire time. And it was interesting to see how no matter what kind of call came in, whether or not that adrenaline spike was happening inside of him, he wasn't externally showing that over the radio or to myself in the car.
Now, you were out there for 3.5 hours. Did anything interesting happen during the shift?
Yeah, last night was a pretty calm night. Actually, when I hopped in the car, he said, you know, usually there are a few arrests within a span of 3 hours. That did not happen. We did get a call for public urination. You know, he went up to the teenagers who were in a parking lot in a bowling lane alley, and he basically just said, hey, guys, you know, it's getting late. Go home. You know, have a nice night. It was a really cordial conversation, so nothing too out of the ordinary there.
So maybe a Friday or Saturday night would have been a little busier.
Absolutely. He told me to come back on Saturday.
Now, police departments around the country have a lot of different unique challenges depending on where they are and the populations they serve. Is there anything unique to Burlington that the police department has to think about?
Yeah, I think for Burlington, the Burlington Police Department, they're getting calls to Greater Alamance County. And Greater Alamance County is bigger than someone might think. You know, the calls that Elon police are getting, the town of Elon is getting, those are calls that mostly are pertaining to the Elon University community. So that might be public intoxication, break-ins, things like that. The Burlington Police Department, they're getting calls all over Alamance County. And, you know, this can spread from, you know, trafficking, break-ins, larceny, things like that. But there's definitely a divide between the type of calls that they're getting in comparison to Elon.
So while you were in the car with Officer Ayer, you said that he had a message to share with the people of Burlington. Could you tell me a little more about that?
Yeah, his message to the Burlington community was certainly very profound. You know, he just wanted to say that police are just there to keep the peace. He really wants people in the Burlington community to know that police officers shouldn't have a negative light shed on them. He said, you know, we go through an intense training process to make sure that we are well-equipped to do our jobs in a safe and correct way.
It's worth noting, too, that we're in an era of calls for increased transparency in police departments across the country. Dash cams, body cams, and the footage from those cameras being publicly available. And your ride-along was a big moment of transparency.
Absolutely.
An officer letting a reporter and a cameraman hop in the back of his car and keep an eye on him during his shift. That is definitely transparency with the police department. Can you talk about how that all fits into this equation?
Yeah, definitely. He was definitely one for transparency. I actually asked him that. I was like, what's your incentive for having a reporter and someone, you know, sitting in your back seat watching you all night? He said he wants people in the community to know what police officers in Burlington are doing. He said that this all goes into the equation of making sure that, you know, he can build these relationships like I just mentioned, you know. And he used an example. He was in the midst of someone who was about to commit suicide, and he actually wants to go into negotiating. But he said he was able to talk this person down. And he said, you know, through giving his phone number out and making sure that the community knows he's just another guy is making, you know, actually crime rates go down.
I was going to say, with all these calls for transparency and this desire to build a better relationship with the community, do you get the sense that that's working? Do you think there is a better relationship between the police in Burlington and the people they serve?
Yeah, Ayer was saying that crime rates are actually going down in Burlington. As far as 2019, they are expected to go down. Wasn't not able to find any specifics on that one. But I think that it's working to a certain extent. I think in Burlington, they are making, you know, efforts to make sure the process is more transparent. But I do think there is still that question of, are police being transparent with the public? But I do think Burlington is working towards a better place with that.
All right. Well, that is reporter Rachel Ellis on her ride along with the Burlington Police Department. You can catch her full video package on Elon Local News Monday night. Rachel, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
And now with the spring sports season coming right up, we've got sports director Jack Haley in the booth to talk about what we can expect out of our teams. Jack, thanks for coming on the show.
Alex, thank you for having me.
Let's start things off today by talking about the baseball team. Now, the boys on the diamond are getting back to action this weekend. What can we expect from their spring campaign, Jack?
Absolutely. There are a lot of high expectations for this team. They were picked in the preseason to win the CAA, and Kyle Brnovich is going to be a name you're going to hear a lot. Picked to be player of the year in the CAA in the preseason. He's on the Golden Spikes watch list, and he was named a preseason All-American. Joining him on those lists were a fellow pitcher, George Kirby, who's a junior. Kyle Brnovich did just about everything you could possibly do last year. He led the CAA in strikeouts, almost broke Justin Verlander's record, played for Team USA over the summer, and then also at one point nearly led the nation at the end of the year in total strikeouts. And then, as I mentioned, George Kirby really fills out a strong rotation that's going to be the backbone of this team.
They could be really dangerous this year. I've seen Brnovich. He's got some nasty stuff. And worth mentioning, the Golden Spikes Award is pretty much the Heisman of college baseball.
Absolutely. That's probably the best way to put it.
That is a pretty high award that both of those guys are on the lookout for. Now, moving to a different sport, let's talk about the women's lacrosse team. They are starting this year with a bit of a young team. Can you tell me a little bit more about them?
Absolutely. Well, just being the youngest sport on campus, that is the nature of things. They lost Stephanie Asher to graduation, who in the very short time that they have been on campus was widely regarded as the best player to put on the maroon and gold for them. And one thing to really watch out for them is their head coach, Josh Hexter, has decided if we're going to be the best, we're going to have to play the best. So when you look up and down their schedule, it is jam-packed with Virginia, who is currently ranked, UNC, Duke, Florida, and Virginia Tech to close out the non-conference schedule. Quite the task for them, not mentioning JMU, who's defending national champions and in conference.
And those are some of the biggest names in the sport there. So now that we've looked forward, let's look back a little bit. This is a team that's only been on campus for not that many years. And now that they have been on campus for more than 4 years, they've had an entire class of players go through and graduate. What are the expectations like now that they're a little bit more solidified in their role as a team here?
Yeah, I think their expectations are different than some of the normal ones because, as you mentioned, they are younger. But with that being said, this was a team that made it to the NCAA tournament just 2 years ago. This is a team that can seriously compete. This is a team that is trying to build their legacy to start bringing on recruits. I think this year is going to be very telling of who they are going to be in the long run, at least early in the history books of this program.
All right, well, an exciting spring coming up. I'm excited for the sun to get back out and see what the teams have in store for us. Jack, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
That'll do it for this week's episode of ENN Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to check out elonnewsnetwork.com for all the news you need to know when we're not on the air. You can catch our weekly television broadcasts on Monday nights at 6 and pick up a copy of The Pendulum on Wednesday mornings. We'll be back next week with more stories from campus and beyond. In the meantime, subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and SoundCloud. Just search for ENN Radio. I'm Alex Hager. Have a great weekend.